The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
Apparently you've got some breaking news for us as well.
We do have some exciting news. We have news coming in that Hadassah Hospital in a major breakthrough. Now, I just want to caution that this is not the cure. This is not the vaccine. However, it's a massive, massive breakthrough. Hadassah Medical Center has claimed that is the first hospital in the world to use a newly developed passive vaccine to treat a coronavirus patient. And this is going to sound extremely, extremely scientific, and I don't understand it myself. They have gone on to say that the antibody used for the treatment is called immunoglobulin, otherwise known as IgG, and was developed with a local biopharmaceutical company, and that the patient has responded positively. So hopefully this significant breakthrough is something that could be a major, major step towards finding the cure or being the vaccine or getting us something to deal and put an end to this virus that is causing so much pain on so many levels around the world.
Yeah, 100%. Any news is good news. Your numbers seem to be edging up and up, Rolene. Cause for concern from an outsider's perspective?
The numbers are edging up and up. The numbers of infections are edging up and up. But I just also want to note that the numbers of people that are critical or requiring a ventilator are coming down slightly. So we do have to take that into consideration as well. But you know, we are taking precautions. There are precautions in place. In case you are caught without your mask, you will now be charged 500 shekels. And yesterday, the government announced, to a little bit of consternation from some of these civilians, that we will be restricting and locking down areas where there are high levels of infection.
Yeah, not just that. I believe that Bibi might be wanting to track cell phones as well, Rolene.
Well, this has been a cause for a lot of debate. People saying, you know, maybe it's going to infringe on privacy issues. Maybe it's going to open up Shabak for the Shin Bet for possible hacking. But one of the reasons that we fared so well the first wave of coronavirus is because of tracking. And today the government has said, okay, we're going to likely move ahead and reinstitute this policy of tracking.
Okay. Let's talk annexation updates. What's the latest there?
Well, we do have a lot of noise. We do have a lot of objections coming from the international community as far as the possible annexation or the applying sovereignty to certain parts of the West Bank is concerned. We've heard from the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres. He's come out and he's cautioned Israel, or he has appealed to Israel against annexation. We've heard from Mahmoud Abbas today saying that even if 1 centimeter of the West Bank is annexed, it will be, Israel will be obligated to bear the responsibilities of an occupier. And I just want to remind President Mahmoud Abbas that the onus is on you to accept some kind of solution towards two states. And one of the reasons why Israel could be moving in this direction is almost to force the Palestinians to come to the negotiating table. You know, we can have a discussion about the timing, about whether or not it is responsible international law, and according to international law and the Geneva Convention, because there is no sovereign state governing over this territory, it is disputed. It is not occupied territory. It is not annexation, as we understand annexation, which is to take land that sovereign that belongs to a sovereign state. The fact that the Palestinians have not declared a two-state solution or come to the negotiating table, and that no final borders have been negotiated and agreed upon, this does not make it a de facto annexation, it makes it an application or an extension of Israeli borders. So we have to be very clear about the language used there. Nevertheless, there has been a lot of criticism about this. The Security Council, the Arab League, speaking out against this, as has 1,000 minister or members of parliament across the EU. And I would just also like to take the opportunity, while I am being very, very clear with messaging, to appeal to them that, you know, you were definitely silent on the rise of anti-Semitism in your respective countries, which has led to the death of some of your citizens. You know, maybe it's not for these opportunities for you to be very vociferous, but on others as well. Just saying.
Very interesting to me, Rolene, that the annexation debate, be it in the America, be it in South Africa, in the diaspora, seems to have very strong opinions of the matter. And yes, I don't know if it means that the Israeli left or center has just absolutely collapsed, but they talk about thousands gathering in Tel Aviv to protest the Jordan Valley annexation, and the piddly amount of people that they got was 2,500 people. Israelis actually don't seem to be that concerned. Would that be a correct reading?
It is and it's not. We are concerned. The majority of Israelis are not supporting this decision. You know, there's so many variables in place at the moment. There's the economic variables. We're sitting now with an escalation in COVID-19 numbers, albeit not as high as the first time around. Also, Israelis are not going to want to gather in their thousands at the moment. You know, we also have to take this into account. We also have to look at the timing of this, and I can hear, in fact, I can feel some of our listeners getting their SMSs and their WhatsApps and their telegrams ready. We also have a prime minister on trial, and nothing distracts from an unprecedented trial of a prime minister than a major political move. You know, there's that to take into consideration as well, and the tremendous costs that it will cost Israelis to annex or to apply sovereignty to parts of the West Bank. We've got to take the economic issues into consideration as well, which leads me to the next story, which is my homework assignment.
Yes,
you know that I'm an absolute nerd, and I'm always going to do my homework. I was that student in high school. Yes, I was, that always did her homework and never bunked a day off school. I mean,
I find that so hard to believe, but okay.
No, I was terribly dorky, and nothing much has changed, but, with regards to the tax exemptions, I did my homework, and I understand that these are tax benefits applied to any costs to a prime minister that is doing this while engaging in state business. So these are expenses that are incurred representing the country. These are not personal expenses. This is a very, very clear line. That these are not personal expenses. There are expenses incurred during office or engaging in state business. So that's a very, very clear distinction. You know, again, it's got nothing to do, Ronnie, and I hear you, with the trial by media of the Prime Minister. It's got to do with timing. And the timing right now, as many Israelis are saying, the unemployment benefits for many are not going through, or they're not being enforced, but the Prime Minister is entitled to a major rebate at a time when we are in a grave economical situation around the world. And it really, really doesn't look good for the leader of the country to take a massive rebate, even though he's entitled to it right now. You know, it's the same as we've criticized many celebrities with massive personal income, saying, well, they're going to look at government bailouts. You know, it's the same kind of thing. Just because you're entitled to it doesn't mean that now the timing is the right time.
Very interesting. We're going to be late. We're going to run a minute over time, but I have to ask you about another breaking story today. Saeb Erekat's nephew, cousin, something shot at a checkpoint. Is there anything you can enlighten us about that issue?
Well, we don't have too many details. This is being investigated. And, you know, basically what has happened is that the RDF have released the footage of this. He was about to allegedly ram a soldier or a couple of soldiers. And, you know, the PLO are using the opportunity to use terms like execution. However, according to the video footage, he was about to ram into border guard. So, you know, they've cleared this very, very quickly. It's passed through the censor, but it is a situation that is under investigation because a female officer was hit by the car. She was knocked into the air. Safe time, safe place.
And thank you.